Hey guys, welcome back to the Road to Madness podcast. I'm Indong.
I'm Matt Giglio. 55 days until March Madness begins.
Yeah, time is ticking. And we hope you guys had a terrific weekend. Obviously, yesterday was Monday. There was no episode. But yeah, lots of good sports this past weekend. And yeah, hope you guys had a great, amazing day off yesterday as well.
Indeed. Obviously, celebrating Martin Luther King Day. So obviously, thank you to him for everything he did for this country. But obviously, it was a good day to remember him, and obviously a lot of good stuff going on this weekend as well. But yeah, a lot of great games happening this weekend as well. So we'll do that really quick, and then we'll get to the AP poll. Performers, team of the week, the usual. Then quote of the week should be an interesting one considering the amount of upsets we've had this past week. And then obviously the recap for – or the slate, excuse me, for the upcoming days. So let's just get things started with Saturday's games. So first game, the most important game, I think, to really look at this weekend – Baylor, the number one team in the nation, obviously coming off the loss at home to Texas Tech. They drop another game in a row at home, this time to Oklahoma State. Very surprising start for Baylor and a very tough skid for them, losing two games in a row at home. Obviously, were the number one seed, obviously dropping out of the number one spot in the AP poll now. So we'll see where they end up ranking in the AP poll. Gonzaga, number two team in the nation, big win over Santa Clara. We thought this game would be pretty close. Ended up being a 30-point blowout. Drew Timmy, man, great game for him. He's been heating up as of recently. UCLA, the number three team in the nation, just lost to Oregon, but do bounce back and beat Oregon State by a good amount. Drew Zang back on his track, and UCLA must need one here, I think, for the Pac-12. Auburn, number four, they've been rolling, man. Currently 5-0 in the SEC play. Do beat Ole Miss. Very tough first half for them, but definitely blew it up in the second half. They win this game by a good amount, and they're now 16-1. USC, the number five team in the nation, upset by who else but the Oregon Ducks. They've been rolling, man. Ducks just beat the number three team in the nation and number five team in the nation this past week. So the Ducks are back on track, it seems. Shout out to Dana Altman and company. Arizona, number six, good win over Utah. Duke, number eight, good win over NC State at home. Duke's been rolling, man. Currently 14-2 in the season. Really good stuff for them so far in the ACC. Kansas, number nine, good win over West Virginia. Pretty surprising blowout, I'd say, in this one. They were at home, but Jalen Wilson, man, very good stuff for him especially. Michigan State, number 10, upset by Northwestern, man. Northwestern, a great win for them. Sparty posters, we're talking about them being down, and they might have to go back up again if Michigan State starts to get on a skid. But Northwestern, man, really good win for their season as they bounce back, currently now 2-4 in Big Ten play. Houston, number 11, must-needed win, very close one over Tulsa. Obviously, Tulsa seems to be Houston's kryptonite usually. Houston, obviously, 4-0 now, cruising in the American. LSU, number 12 team in the nation, upset by Arkansas. Must bus is rolling, man. Good upset win for them. They continue to get back on track with their season as well. Iowa State, number 15. Good win over Texas, number 21. Longhorns, man. Tough start to the season. Dropping, obviously, will be dropping out of the AP poll. Yeah. Put the horns down, whatever. Xavier, number 17. Good win over Creighton at home. Kentucky, number 18. Blowout win over Tennessee. This was a very surprising one. Tennessee did not come to play. And Kentucky, 250-point halves. In this one, they score 107 points. On a number 22 team in the nation. And finally, a couple more games for Saturday. Kansas State, big upset win over the hottest team in the nation, Texas Tech, number 19. Big upset win, I think, and I was very surprised by this one. Yeah, a lot of good stuff and all-around scoring for Kansas State, and I was very surprised by this one especially. Marquette upsets number 20, Seton Hall. Marquette is the best home team in the nation, it seems. A lot of great wins coming for them at home. And finally, for Saturday, Mississippi State. Big upset win over number 24, Alabama, man. Iverson Molinar, really good stuff in this one. And Mississippi State, hopefully getting their March Madness season back on track, it seems. And let's go to Sunday slate real quick. I just got to pull it up. Here we go. All right, first game, Villanova, man. 40-point blowout over Butler. This was a really surprising one. And, it was just no contest from the start. And finally, Ohio State, number 16, really good win over Penn State. Penn State, they come to play, but Ohio State, man, they got it done when it was needed. What are your thoughts on the really loaded slate this past weekend? Oh, yeah. One more game. Sorry. I got to go to Monday's game real quick. We did not do an episode on Monday. There was one really key game, probably the best game of the weekend on Monday. Number four, Purdue. Obviously, newly ranked Purdue. They were number seven at the time. They got a good win over previously ranked 24, Illinois, I believe it was. They win this game in double OT. It was the best game of the week, and I know it was Monday, but hey, it was the best game, and it was really early, but it was definitely worth watching. So what are your thoughts on the weekend slate?
Yeah. Baylor, something's up with them this week. They just didn't look like themselves. 54 points is just – that just does not seem like Baylor. Gonzaga, obviously, the most efficient offense in the nation. we keep mentioning, is it the competition? Perhaps, but we won't know until March, obviously. UCLA and Auburn, two good wins for them. USC, man, like I mentioned so much, I'm not sold on them. And, yeah, Oregon, what a week they had. Should be a contender for team of the week as well. Number six, Arizona, good win over Utah. Duke, good win over NC State. Kansas, man, I did not expect this to be a 30-point blowout, but it was. And Northwestern, man, what a win. Shout out Casey Simmons, my former teammate back in the day. Big Ten, man, they're going to get a lot of teams in the tournament, and this win shows why. Houston, as expected, closer than expected. Only a 2-point game. It was a blowout, it seemed like, in the first half and going into the second half. But Tulsa, man, they just have a lot of fight in them. The must-bust finally back. We thought they were not going to make tournament, but this could be a season changing win. The Hilton magic is real. I'm sorry to tell you that, Matt. Creighton, obviously, I called this the one. Xavier's just really good. They're old team, so they're good. Tennessee, I don't want to comment on that one. That was a game that was just it was miserable from the beginning. Texas Tech versus Kansas State. Kansas State, man, will they make the tournament? I could not tell you, but like I said, Texas Tech's offense is not that good. And 51 points against Kansas State, just unacceptable, right? Would you say so? Seton Hall, Marquette. I don't know how to explain this one. This game, I have no comment. The refs, I'm not even going to get to the call at the end. I have no comment. And Mississippi State, Iverson Melinar, you already know the hype I have for him. SEC Player of the Year, Iverson Melinar, I should say. Villanova is back on track. So is Ohio State. And Purdue, man, what a game that was. Like you said, this should be the game of the weekend. And Andre Corbell, this is his first game back from injury. He was clutch for Illinois. Unfortunately, they just didn't get the win.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, man. I think if Kofi Coburn did not foul out in this game, I really do think Illinois had a good chance to win this one. But that big man matchup between Edie/Williams and Kofi Coburn was a really good one to watch. It was very exciting. And, yeah, one of the better games, I think, of the whole year yesterday, obviously at 12 o'clock. But, yeah, obviously with all these upsets and crazy stuff going on, the AP poll looks ridiculous to look at with the trends up and down. So I'll just let you get to that AP poll.
Yeah, the AP poll. The number one team, we have a new number one team since Baylor lost twice. That team is Gonzaga. The number two team is Auburn. I will get to the voting breakdown at the very end because it is very controversial. Number three, rounding out the top three, Arizona, four, Purdue, and Baylor, last week's number one team, now drops down to five. Duke at six, Kansas seven, and Wisconsin is finally in the top 10. They're at number eight, UCLA at nine, and rounding out the top 10 is Houston. Villanova, after a bad start to the season, they're now at number 11. Kentucky's at 12. LSU's at 13. Michigan State, after the loss to Northwestern, 14. And at number 15 is Iowa State. 16, after a 0-2 week, is USC. 17, Illinois. 18, Texas Tech. 19, Ohio State. 20, Xavier. 21, Providence. And welcome to the top 25, Loyola Chicago. They have finally made it after a long time waiting. 23, somehow your Texas Longhorns are still here. And right below them, somehow my Tennessee Vols are still here at 24. And welcome back to the top 25. UConn, the drops, I believe, were – I'm stuck. Help me out here.
Yes, Seton Hall dropped and also Alabama did drop.
Yeah, thank you. And, the others receiving votes, Iowa 26, BYU 27, Davidson 28, Alabama 29, San Diego State 30. A lot more. But what are your thoughts right now?
Yeah, I mean, let's just get to the controversial piece of this poll. First place votes. Gonzaga received 25. And where would the other ones go? Auburn, 36 votes for Auburn. So why is Gonzaga number one? I don't know, man. But I think Auburn should be number one in this poll. I do agree with that. Record's so much better. The resume is so much better. So I think Auburn deserves the number one spot, if I'm being honest. But, hey, I mean, it's a very close race between the two. Difference is 4 points in this AP poll, so that's why Gonzaga got it. But, I mean, I don't know. It's a controversial one, I think, for sure. But, yeah, a lot of trends in this poll, especially Illinois, as you see, rising the most with 8 spots, followed by Kentucky going up 6, And Wisconsin going up 5, a big trend for them. Going down, USC obviously dropped 11. Born two sold on them, as you were. UCLA dropping down 6, and Baylor and Michigan State both dropping down 4. So, yeah, those are the big rises and fallers of this poll. But, yeah, shout out Loyola Chicago, man. I believe this is the first mid-major to make it this year. So, obviously – oh, no. It is. So, shout out to them. Obviously, they could have a Drake-type story. Obviously not undefeated, but, hey, hopefully they can stay alive there for a couple weeks more. They had a couple close games this past week, especially with Valpo. But, hey, they're continuing to roll, so got to give them the spot. But, yeah, a lot of teams interesting, I say, towards the bottom. I'm surprised Texas and Tennessee are both still in here. I think Iowa definitely deserves a spot. And BYU also, after a very good win over San Fran this weekend as well for them. So, yeah, a lot of stuff controversial. But, hey, it's another week for the polls, so we got to see who fights alive to stay in the spot.
Yeah, and the reason why Gonzaga is number one, obviously. They got more points, but why did they get more points? One AP poll voter put Auburn at number 9. The other 60 put them somewhere in between the top 4. So if Auburn, if all 61 voters put Auburn in the top 4, they'd be the number one team. But that voter had to put them as the number 9 team in the nation. I have no comment. I think Auburn's right now is at least the top 3 team. Not even top 4, they're top 3. At least.
How can you name 8 teams better than Auburn right now? I can't even do that right now either. But, yeah, that's very surprising and obviously unfortunate for them. But, hey, revenge is on their mind this week as they got some pretty good games coming up, especially Saturday. We'll talk about that game, obviously, in a couple episodes. But that Saturday game is looking really fantastic and spicy, obviously, for the SEC. But, yeah, now time for top performers before we get to teams of the week. Top performers, first up, Drew Timmy, man. He was a menace this week, currently averaging 16.5 points per game, 6 rebounds, 2.5 assists, and also a block per game through the 16 games played thus far. Second guy, you're welcome. I guess we put him on Iverson Molinar, second guy from Mississippi State, currently averaging 18 points, 3.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists, 1 steal per game through his 16 games as well. Obviously, Mississippi State, a really good week with the upset over Alabama. And obviously, Drew Timmy, man, he's been a beast. And Gonzaga's been rolling. So what are your thoughts on, obviously, these two top performers?
Yeah, Drew Timmy is a force to be reckoned with. He's unstoppable in the West Coast Conference. In March, that's probably a different story. And Iverson Molinar, obviously, mentioned him a lot. I don't really need to explain myself.
Indeed. And now time for teams of the week. We got two teams in mind. First team, obviously, the Oregon Ducks. Oregon's been rolling, man, as they get 2 top 5 wins. Obviously, this is the first time in a while, I believe, that has happened with an unranked team getting 2 top 5 wins in the AP poll. So, yeah, Oregon definitely deserving. Obviously, the record's still not great, but, hey, the resume is building up, I guess, for them. And the other team, interesting, Murray State has getting the other vote. Murray State, man, they played Belmont this week. Obviously, one of the most good mid-major games, I should say, this past weekend. And they won this game. What'd you say?
Belmont got killed.
Yeah, 22-point win for Murray State, 82-60. And Justice Hill hit 8 3-pointers. He had 36 points for Murray State, and it was just a blowout from start to finish for Murray State. And that was a very surprising stat because we both thought this game would be one of the better ones for the mid-major slate, but, hey, it was definitely controversial and one-sided for the most part. So, yeah, what are your thoughts on Oregon and Murray State as teams of the week?
Yeah, congrats to Dana Altman, 700th win already. Obviously, we mentioned that last episode. But, yeah, Oregon's turning their season around slowly. Ever since 2022 has begun, they've been on a roll. And Murray State, they're now the front runners in the Ohio Valley. Sorry, they're going to Missouri Valley Conference next year. I can't wait for that conference.
Yeah, man, me either. That's going to be a really good conference if all these teams are continuing to roll as they are right now. You should definitely see a lot of good matchups and rivalries happening in the MVC relatively soon. And we'll do the conference breakdown for standings Wednesday's episode because obviously there's a lot going on today's episode. So let's just get to the quote of the week real quick. The quote of the week is from me. I made this quote of the week, and the quote is, you got to earn your place in the AP poll, man. No one's safe. And obviously, as you saw with Baylor, man, they lost 2 games in a row. They are not safe at all. And I really do think that a lot of just stuff happened with Baylor, obviously, at home, and they definitely need to earn their place. Once again, to maybe make it back up to the number one spot, but it's going to take a while for them to do so. But, yeah, that's definitely the quote of the week for me. You got any thoughts on that quote as well?
Yeah. It's college basketball, man. You know, anything can happen in college basketball. Last year, we thought they were going to be, like, they were contenders, but there wasn't really a clear-cut favorite. I think this year there is truly no clear-cut favorite now after 11 weeks of college basketball.
Yeah, 100% agree with you. I definitely agree. There's no clear-cut favorite as well. And that's the beauty of college basketball. And I just love to see it week in and week out who really rises and falls within these AP polls. And now time for game of the week. Obviously, as you know, it was Illinois and Purdue. But obviously, there are some honorable mentions as well. Would you like to give your honorable mention?
Yeah, Richmond and Davidson on Friday night. Michael Jones, man, he is cold, but 29 points, 8 for 9 from three, and man, what a shot that was. I remember that it was tied, and I was texting. Let's just say I had a little money on the line with the parlay, and I was like, oh, give it to Michael Jones, and they gave it to Michael Jones, and he made it three, and it was insane. It was a great game from start to finish.
Yeah, man, definitely agree. There's a lot of really good games this weekend, and I'm going to go with that Notre Dame-Howard game. I was very surprised by that yesterday. Obviously, Notre Dame traveled to Howard, and pretty close game from start to finish, man. Notre Dame won this game by only 3 points, and Howard, man, they kept their own against an ACC-caliber team, so I was very impressed by them, and obviously, Howard missed the game tying three to put this in OT at the buzzer, but hey, definitely give them some respect. They're a really good team, and they fought with one of the better teams, obviously, from a Power 5 conference.
Yeah, speaking of Howard, shout-out Shai Odom from Massachusetts. Obviously, he's committed there. Currently play for Sierra Canyon.
Yes, he is. And now time for the slate of the next 2 days. Obviously, it's going to be a little bit funky because we are doing this episode on Tuesday due to the lack of games on Monday. So we just decided to do one on Tuesday. So we'll probably do Tuesday and Wednesday slate and maybe Thursday slate as well. So we'll play it by ear and see how we go, depending on how many loaded games there are, because today's slate looking pretty loaded from the looks of it. So let's just get started with that. One of the better games of the week happening at 5 o'clock as Baylor, the number 5 team in the nation now, a road game against West Virginia. Should be a good one. Baylor obviously on a skid. Can they bounce back and finally get a win?
Yeah, I think they'll definitely bounce back. Yeah.
I hope they do. But I think it will be pretty close. I'm going to go Baylor as well.
Uh-huh. And next up, Kansas on the road against Oklahoma. Kansas obviously ranked number 7. Who do you have in this one?
Yeah, man. Oklahoma has had a little bit of a skid themselves as well. They were ranked for a little, and they've definitely dropped some games. They lost to TCU this weekend, I believe. So I'm going to go Kansas winning this game. Oklahoma needs to get some more wins under their belt to keep it alive for March Madness. But Kansas looking really good right at the moment.
Yeah, Kansas is looking very good at the moment. Got to go with them.
Next game, probably one of the most lopsided games of the week. Ohio State number 19 home against IUPUI. The record definitely shows in this one. IUPUI 1-14 this season, 0-7 on the road. Ohio 8-0 at home. So that really is a story for itself. Who do you get winning this game?
Ohio State by 50.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the scheduling people decided to put this game in here for. I'm going to go Ohio State as well.
Uh-huh. And another game in the Big East, or the first game in the Big East, I should say. Butler takes on UConn. UConn is now ranked 25th, sorry. Who do you have in this one?
Yeah, man, after the 40-point blowout for Butler, I hope revenge is on their mind and hopefully coming out strong. I do think they will, but I do think UConn holds on this one. Should be a good game, though.
Yeah, I think UConn holds on as well.
Next game up, the A-10 we go. As St. Bonaventure is currently 10-3 on the season, 2-0. In A-10 play, taking on Dayton, a team who's also been pretty hot at the moment, currently 3-1 in A-10 play. Great game for both sides. Who do you win this one?
Yeah, very tough game. I'm actually going to go Dayton at home. Dayton at home is a dangerous sight.
Definitely agree with you. I'm going to go Dayton, but it should be a really good back and forth game for the most part. Good one for the A-10.
Uh-huh. And at 7 o'clock, a very interesting game in the East Coast. Iona takes on Monmouth. Who do you have in this one? It should be 1-2. In their conference right now.
Yeah, man. Definitely Monmouth, man. They're on a skid. They lost by like 40 to Marist, I believe, this weekend. So I'm not going to roll with Monmouth. I'm going Iona, the much more favorite of team in this one.
Yeah, definitely agree with you. Monmouth, ever since coming back from their COVID pause, has been awful. And Iona's just been amazing throughout the whole season. Got to roll with Iona here.
Indeed. And another really good A-10 game. This one's probably one of the better ones. These two games for the A-10, probably the top four teams playing against each other. And this one, Davidson currently going to the road to play VCU. This should be a fantastic one. Both these teams near the top of the A-10 right now. Who do you got winning this game and a crucial one?
Yeah, got to go with one of the hottest team in the nation alongside Auburn. Got to go Davidson here. And the play of the day, we're going to go back to the A-10. Davidson money line, the A-10 has not disappointed me. Got to stick with that same conference.
Very fair, man. That should be a really good game. I'm really tempted to take VCU because I do think the home team has a little bit of an advantage in this one. I'm going to go Davidson, though, but I think it should be a fantastic game to watch. So the UA 10 fans out there, you got a good slate today.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And at 7 o'clock, UCF takes on East Carolina. Obviously, East Carolina is coming off a big win over Memphis. That's also honorable mention for the game of the weeks. What a game that was. They beat Memphis on a buzzer beater. But UCF, 2-3 in American, not having the season we expected them to have. But who do you have in this one?
Yeah, definitely agree. Not the season we expected them to have. And the flip side, East Carolina, not the season we expected them to have either. We thought this team would be really down the dumps, but they've been really good so far this year. I'm going to go UCF, though, needing to win here. But I do think East Carolina definitely on the come up, it seems.
100%. Got to go UCF here, though.
Nice game up. Let's go to the ACC for the first time today. UNC currently 4-1 in ACC play, 12-4 in the season, taking on Miami, 5-1 in ACC play, 13-4 on the season. Should be a great game for both sides. Must need a win, I think, for both of these teams' resumes for March Madness. Who do you win in this one?
Yeah, this is big for tournament implications. I think both teams will somehow sneak in to the tournament bearing any collapse. I got to go UNC here. They've been rolling as of late. Same with Miami,
Yeah, definitely agree. This should be a good game. I'm going to go UNC as well. Armando Bacot's been looking really strong as of recently. Miami, I don't know what their answer will be for him, but I do think it will be a very close game.
Mm-hmm. And at 7 o'clock, we'll go to the MAC now as Ohio, undefeated conference. They'll take on Miami, Ohio. Who do you have in that one?
Yeah, man, Ohio's been rolling. Probably one of the hottest teams in the MAC right now. So I'm going to go Ohio continuing to roll.
Yeah, this is a team you should keep an eye on. If they do make it a mark, because this team is always a dangerous floater. That you saw it last year against Virginia. Got to go Ohio here.
Definitely. 7 o'clock, once we go, SEC play starts up now as South Carolina travels to Arkansas. Arkansas finally getting some groove back. South Carolina, though, could definitely be due for an upset win. Who do you want in this game?
Yeah, got to go Arkansas here, though.
I'm going to go Arkansas. I do think South Carolina keeps this game within a five-point range.
To the SEC, a very low-tier game as Missouri takes on Ole Miss. Both these teams 1-3 in SEC play. Who will improve to 2-3?
Ole Miss should for sure. Missouri had a big collapse this weekend over Texas A&M. They're up by a good amount, and they definitely just blew it all away. I think Ole Miss is the more consistent team. I'm going to go with them.
Yeah, got to go with Ole Miss as well. They've been competitive all four games. And Missouri, like you said, they should have won that game easily.
Definitely. And a strange Big Ten game as both these teams are really collapsing this year. Maryland, currently 9-8, 1-5 in Big Ten play, taking on Michigan, who's currently 1-3 in Big Ten play, and 500 on the season, I should say. Really interesting stuff for both these teams thus far, as both these teams were foreseen to be top 25 / tournament locks for this year. I don't know about if that's the case anymore, but who did win this game?
Yeah, very interesting. These teams both had top 15 preseason written next to their name. I'm going to go Maryland here. I was a big Juwan Howard believer the first two seasons. Not buying it anymore.
Yeah, I was thinking of taking Maryland as well. I do think it will be a very close game, but I think Maryland, at this point in the season, is the better team, I think, in this one. I'm going to go with them.
Mm-hmm. And at number 10, Houston, they will host South Florida. Who do you have in that one?
Blowout. I see blowout written on this one. Houston by 30.
Yeah, definitely agree with you. Houston by a lot.
And newly ranked Loyola Chicago, currently 22. They're opening up their ranked debut. Going to the road against Evansville, who has definitely seen some upsets back in their glory days. Should be an interesting one. Who do you got?
Yeah, the glory days are now gone. Loyola Chicago here.
Yeah, I should definitely see Loyola Chicago winning this one. Evansville, man, 0-4 in MVC play. I think it'll go to 0-5.
Mm-hmm. And let's get to some Big 12 play. Back to Big 12 play we go. 8:30, your Texas Longhorns will host Kansas State. Obviously, we know the deal with Texas coming off of the Hilton Magic. And Kansas State, big upset over one of the hottest teams in the nation. Who do you have in this one?
Scary game for Texas, I should say. I'm going to go with them, but I do think Kansas State keeps this game very close. I'm going to say it's a one-possession win for Texas.
Yeah, you can never underestimate any team in the Big 12 top to bottom, but I'm going Texas here.
Yeah, and let's go to that ACC matchup. And it's a pretty good one, I'd say, for the ACC. As number 6, Duke, they've been rolling as of recently. They have a really tough road game as they go to one of the hotter teams in the nation, underratedly. Florida State has been cooking as of recently. Currently 4-2 in the ACC, 10-5 on the season. Leonard Hamilton has finally found a groove. Do you think Leonard Hamilton can pull off some magic at home against number 6 team in the nation?
Yeah, all of a sudden the ACC turned from a one-bid to maybe a 4-5, even 6-bid conference. Florida State's gaining a lot of traction. I'm going to go Florida State with the upset here.
Yeah, I want to pick the upset as well. I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to pick Duke just for safe purposes, but I do think Florida State has upset bound in their tracks tonight.
And speaking of upset, Northwestern is coming off an upset win over Michigan State. You have them upsetting number 8 Wisconsin at home.
No chance. Give me Wisconsin for sure.
Yeah, give me Wisconsin as well. I think they're rolling. I think they're the number 1 team in the Big Ten.
Love to hear that. I appreciate you. I love to hear it. I do think it's a pretty good race in the Big Ten thus far between Wisconsin and Purdue. A lot of other teams still finding question marks for their seasons. This game should be an interesting one, though, at 9 o'clock. Number 15, Iowa State. They're going on the road in Lubbock to take on number 18, Texas Tech. Should be a really good game for both sides. And a lot of good seeding purposes, I think, and tournament purposes, especially for the Big 12, especially in the seeding for the conference tournament. I think this game has big implications. Who do you got?
Oh, yeah, I'm really excited to watch this one. I think Iowa State completes the season sweep against Texas Tech.
Yeah, man, should be a really good game. And I'm going to go Iowa State as well. I know they're on the road, which is not their typical place to play, but I do think they could pull off a big upset. Not a big upset, but a good win, I should say, in Lubbock.
And a rivalry matchup as 24 Tennessee travels down the road to Nashville to take on Vanderbilt. Who do you have in that one?
Yeah, Tennessee should roll. They need to win, and I think they'll get it done. I'm going to go Tennessee.
Got to go Tennessee as well.
Next game up, we go back to the ACC. Clemson. We forgot to talk about that game, man. Clemson was up 21 points against BC. They collapse and get upset by BC. I was at the game. It was just not fun to watch, man. Not fun to watch at all. So, Clemson, tournament chances are probably wrapped for now in the books. But, hey, you never know as they go on the road to take on Syracuse, another team definitely really underperforming at the moment. Both these teams 2-4 in the ACC. Both these teams fighting to have a chance maybe at making it to March. Who do you have winning this game?
Yeah, I'm very sorry, but after that loss, got to go Syracuse here. There's always the ACC tournament, though. You know, one high major, random high major always makes it do the winning their conference tournament. So it might be Clemson. You never know.
Very fair, and definitely respect your decision to pick Syracuse. I mean, I can't pick against my team, although I would love to, but I'm gonna pick Clemson, but I do think Syracuse has a good chance to win this one.
And at 9 o'clock, another game in the Mountain West. Air Force takes on Boise State. And Boise State, they're undefeated in Mountain West play. They're starting to build their own at-large resume. Who do you have in that one?
Yeah, man. Boise State's been rolling. I think they continue to win in the Mountain West. And I got them winning. Good games coming up for them relatively soon. So stay tuned.
Yeah, definitely. I like Boise State in this one.
And final game of the slate for today, we got another Mountain West game as Utah State. Surprising stat, 1-3 in Mountain West play. They're coming off a loss to Wyoming off a good buzzer beater, I believe, from Graham Ike it was. So, yeah, another potential game of the week scenario. Yeah, Utah State definitely on a skid. Team that's not on the skid, though, Fresno State. They've been rolling. I love this team a lot, Fresno State. My boy Orlando Robinson has been cooking. So watch out, Fresno State's hot. What do you want this game?
My bad. Yeah, you're a big Orlando Robinson guy. Got to go with them.
That was just a call to pick Fresno State for me, so I'm picking Fresno State as well.
Yeah, and what's your backup play for today? What's the backup?
For today?
Backup.
Let's see, emergency play of the day. I got to look. If I'm being honest, it's got to be Wisconsin, man. A 2.5-point favorite against Northwestern. I know they're on the road. I know Northwestern just beat Michigan State. I smell trap from Northwestern all over that. Give me Wisconsin, blowing them out.
I respect that. So the play of the day, Davidson Moneyline. If you lose your money, please hammer Wisconsin. But the best decision, do not blow any money and just don't listen to us. Save your money. Use it for something better than gambling.
Indeed. Now time for Wednesday slate. Not too many good games on Wednesday from the looks of it, but some pretty impactful games. We'll start with that SEC matchup at 6:30 as Mississippi State taking on Florida. Both these teams, still good resumes, still looking to make it to March. Obviously, Florida, the big surprise is they're 1-3 in SEC play. As Mississippi State just coming off a good win over Alabama. Should be a good game. What do you got?
Yeah, I got to go Mississippi State here. Florida has struggled ever since cracking the top 25. And Mississippi State, they're finally living to their potential.
Couldn't agree with you more. I'm going to go Mississippi State, getting a good win.
And staying with the ACC, number 13 LSU travels to Tuscaloosa to take on newly unranked Alabama. Do you think Alabama pulls off the win at home?
I don't. I think it'll be a good game. I think Alabama keeps it close, but I think LSU is a much better team in this one. I got them, even though they just come off – both these teams come off a loss. I still think LSU wins this one.
Yeah. SEC is probably the most unpredictable conference right now. That's why I'm going with Alabama.
Definitely agree. And next game up, let's go to that Patriot League game. As surprising stats, as guess who's in first place at the moment? It's Loyola Maryland without Santi Aldama. 5-1 in the Patriot League. Thanks to Cam Spencer, man. He's been cooking as of recently for Loyola Maryland. They are at home against BU, comes to town. BU, man, we thought this team would be one of the top teams in the Patriot League. Not looking like it so far. Currently 2-4 in the Patriot League. So it should be a good game for both sides. Definitely agree. Who do you got winning this game?
Yeah, who would have thought Loyola Maryland would be in first place in the Patriot League? And that conference is normally owned by Colgate, BU, Navy, Army, whoever. But, yeah, I got to go Loyola Maryland at home here.
Yeah, it's going to pick a little Maryland as well, and I'm very surprised by them. They're tied with Navy at the top of the Patriot League, and another team that's a surprise, Lehigh, currently 4-2 in the Patriot League as well after coming in last place last year. Obviously, Friday, we'll talk about, obviously, the conference breakdowns with the standings. We'll cover that on Friday, but for now, very surprising stuff. Good games for the Patriot League happening tomorrow.
Yeah, speaking of Lehigh, shout out Mrs. Mishler, one of our bigger supporters of this podcast.
Yeah, we hope Lehigh does well for Mrs. Mishler and company. But, yeah, I got some good games coming up this week, so we'll see how they do in the Patriot League.
And at 7 o'clock, we go to the Big East as St. John's travels to Omaha to take on Creighton. Two teams I love a lot. I can only choose one, but let's hear your choice first.
Yeah, interesting game for both sides. I think both these teams need a win for March Madness purposes. I'm going to go Creighton since they are the home team. I do think St. John's has a very good potential to win this one as well on the road.
Yeah, if it's one team I think could break St. John's press, it's going to be Creighton. So I got to go Creighton.
Definitely agree. Next game up, let's go to that ACC matchup as BC on the hot streak, it seems. They're taking on Louisville on the road. Should be a good game for both sides. Do you have BC? Maybe a miracle happening coming with Coach Earl Grant.
I think so. I think No, I think Louisville will get the win at home. My bad.
I don't know, man. I want to pick BC in this one, but I think it's time's telling in this one. I'm going to go Louisville, but BC definitely on the come up after a good win over Clemson.
Yeah, and the second of three mid-ACC games, got Virginia Tech going to rally to take on NC State. Who do you have in this one?
Yeah, Virginia Tech, man. Obviously a down year for them. I do think they went on the road. They definitely need one. They just beat Notre Dame this weekend, which was a good one for them. They need one once again. I think they get it done.
Yeah, I think they get it done as well.
And final game for the ACC slate, Wake Forest, obviously on a skid, currently 4-3 in ACC play. They're going to take on Georgia Tech, one of the bottom feeders, unfortunately, so far in the ACC. No disrespect to you and Michael DeVoe, but, hey, that's just what it's looking like at the moment. What do you have winning this game?
Yeah, let's say the hashtag again, hashtag free DeVoe and Usher. The only two guys that are producing at a consistent level. But speaking of that, I'm not sold on Wake Forest. I got to go Georgia Tech.
Yeah, I'm going Wake Forest. Not sold on them either, but I do think they're the better team in this one. Aldonis Williams has been looking fantastic for them. I got Wake Forest.
Mm-hmm. And at 8 o'clock we go as Marquette travels, takes on number 11, Villanova. You have Marquette pulling off this upset.
No. Simply reason is they're on the road. Got Villanova.
Yeah, Villanova is looking like a top 10 program or top 10 team now in 2022. Got to go Villanova.
Yeah, and let's go to that 8 o'clock game for the Big 12. TCU, like I talked about, going over Oklahoma this weekend, currently 12-2, 2-1 in the Big 12. Taking on Oklahoma State, coming off the good massive win over Baylor. Obviously, Oklahoma State has seen a lot of good upsets in their favor these past couple weeks. Do you have them pulling off a good one over TCU?
I have TCU pulling a win on the road here. I really like TCU this year. They've shown a lot of resilience. And Oklahoma State right now, they're really unpredictable, showing by the win over Baylor.
Yeah, definitely agree. I'm going to go TCU as well. I like what they're doing a lot. And I do think the USA team over the summer definitely helped TCU grow this year.
Definitely. And at 8:30, number 12 Kentucky takes on Texas A&M at College Station. Texas A&M is undefeated in SEC play. Kentucky not far behind, 4-1 in SEC play. Do you have Texas A&M remaining undefeated?
Ooh. I love me some Texas A&M basketball, man. I do think Kentucky wins this game, but Texas A&M, I think they got a good chance to win this one. Whatever the spread is, take Texas A&M in their favor. That's the emergency play of the day for tomorrow.
Yeah, got to go Kentucky here, though. But, yeah.
I agree. But I think it will be pretty close than most people anticipate. Let's go to that Big Ten game following that game as Iowa. Pretty good stuff as of recently for Iowa, coming off a good win over Minnesota. They do go to Piscataway, New Jersey, to take on one of the better home teams in the nation in Rutgers. Rutgers is off to a pretty decent start, 4-2 in the Big Ten. Pretty good stuff for them after a pretty down-ish season last year. Who do you win in this game?
Yeah, Rutgers has been absolutely rolling in conference play, 4-2 in Big Ten. That's pretty impressive, especially with their non-conference losing the Lafayette. I got to go Rutgers here. They don't lose at home. They don't lose at home.
Yeah, man. I think it's going to be a close one. I do think Iowa has matchups against Rutgers. I do think Rutgers, since they are the home team, will win this game. I do think it'll be a good one, though, in Piscataway.
And a tough game for Georgia at 9 o'clock tomorrow as they take on number 2 Auburn. Do you have Georgia having any chance?
No. Blowout. Auburn.
Yeah. 100%.
Interesting game here at 9 o'clock. Who else but the Big East favorites, DePaul. DePaul with a massive win. I forgot to mention this. DePaul with a massive win over Seton Hall this weekend. I believe it was on Friday for them. But, yeah, don't sleep on these DePaul Blue Demons, man. They're coming different this year. They're taking on Xavier at home. Do you have another upset brewing with these DePaul Blue Demons, or do you have Xavier knocking DePaul down to 1-6 in Big East play?
Yeah, Xavier's going to win this game. I like Xavier.
Shame on you. I want to pick DePaul. If I'm being honest, I should pick Xavier, but hey, last time I didn't pick DePaul, they won. So maybe that's a good strategy. I'm going to pick Xavier, but I know DePaul will win this game because I'm not picking them. So let's go DePaul, baby.
Yeah, I guess that's your superstition. Every time you pick against DePaul, they win. So you should stick with that superstition, huh?
Of course, of course. If you have a superstition, you got to roll with it, as we've seen last year.
Uh-huh. And at 9 o'clock, Virginia takes on Pitt at Pitt. What do you have in that one?
Virginia's been hot as of recently. Pitt off to an interesting start. I'm going to go Virginia to be safe.
Yeah, I'm going to go Virginia as well.
And final game for the slate on Wednesday, tomorrow. Colorado State is at home, currently 13-1, 3-1 in the Mountain West play. They're taking on New Mexico, a team who's definitely finding their rebuild, currently 0-4 in Mountain West play. Who do you win in this game?
Yeah, Colorado State.
Colorado State needs this one. I'm going to have them advancing. And pretty good stuff for the Mountain West thus far. A lot of teams doing really good. You look at the top. Right now, I believe it's Wyoming and Wyoming, Boise State. Fresno State's also up there, and obviously Colorado State. San Diego State, haven't seen too much of them recently. I think they might be on a COVID pause. But, hey, a lot of good stuff happening for the Mountain West thus far.
Uh-huh. And we might as well just do Thursday as well, kicking things off with a standalone game. Obviously, Rothstein, shout out Rothstein, big fan of those standalone games. Standalone at noon on Thursday, North Florida takes on Florida State. Who do you have in that one?
Florida State should win this one. A North Florida man, 0-11 on the road. I thought North Florida was going to be pretty decent this year. As you remember a couple of years ago, North Florida was my dark horse team. I loved them a lot, man. But this year, not looking like it so far from the A Sun. I got Florida State in a big one.
Yeah, I recall when we first started this podcast, we did the overachievers and underachievers. North Florida was one of our bigger overachievers. It's not like that anymore. Florida State by a lot.
Yeah, definitely agree. And we go to 5 o'clock, another standalone game at the moment. Georgetown going on the road to take on number 21, Providence. It's been a while since we've seen Providence play. A lot of their games have been canceled due to COVID protocols, but should be a good one for them. Who do you got?
Yeah, first game back for them. After COVID protocols, I'm going to go Georgetown. I think you always pick the team that's not against the COVID protocols.
I think you do. But I do think this is a different case as Georgetown, man. Definitely underperforming their expectations. I thought this team would maybe bounce back, maybe have a chance to go back-to-back in March Madness. I know they had a miraculous Big East run in the conference tournament last year. Maybe that's coming soon. But at the moment, I think Providence joined this game.
Mm-hmm. And at 7 o'clock, I don't think it gets better than this. Purdue, Indiana, rivalry matchup. Who do you have in that one?
Man, I love this game a lot. I do think it's going to be a pretty back-and-forth one. I want to pick Indiana in the upset. I think it'll be an overtime game. I do think Purdue wins this one. I do think a lot of good matchups are happening in this game, especially watch out for that Trace Jackson-Davis, probably Zach Edey matchup, I'm assuming. But that should be an interesting one. I'm going to go Purdue.
Yeah, every time in a rivalry game, you want to protect home court. I think Indiana does that, and I think they pulled an upset.
Yeah, it should be a good game. I'm very excited for that one on Thursday. But let's go to this 7 o'clock game as well. Interesting one from the A-Sun. If you can name it, who is 3-0 right now in the A-Sun? If you had any wild guess, who would it be? Besides, obviously, the favorite.
I don't know. I know
it's Kennesaw State, 3-0 in A-Sun play. Where did this come from? I don't know. But they're at home against Liberty in the battle of the unbeatens in the A-Sun at the moment. Who do you have won this game?
Yeah. Speaking of top performers, we forgot one name. That is Darius McGee of Liberty, 48 points against FGCU. I don't understand. How do we overlook him? He's been doing this for a while now. Obviously, the MVP of the Diamond Head Classic tournament during Christmas. Got to go Liberty here. They're the best team in the A-Sun. They're the team to beat, and they have the best player in the conference.
Yeah, for sure. I got Liberty in a big one. Darius McGee, man, we didn't mention him because he's been doing this. So we decided not to put him on because he's been one of the top performers for the year at the moment. I'm going to go Liberty as well.
And at 7 o'clock, SMU travels to FedEx Forum to take on Memphis Tigers. Who do you have in this one? Should be a very interesting one.
Interesting one indeed. I think SMU, obviously, they're looking really good this year so far. Memphis coming off a big loss to East Carolina. I do think, arguably, I think you should pick SMU in this one. I'm going to pick Memphis since they are the home team, but I do think SMU should probably win this game, but I don't know if they actually will win this game.
Yeah, this is a very tough game, but got to go SMU here. I don't trust Memphis.
Yeah, that's very fair. I don't trust them either, but I think they're the home team, and I think they're due for a win. So I'm going to pick them. But obviously, if I was being safe about this, I would definitely pick SMU in this one, but we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. Nice game up, though. Let's go to that OVC matchup with the second and third place teams in the conference as Belmont obviously coming off the loss to Murray State. They travel to Morehead State to play another really good game for the OVC. Morehead State currently 4-0, obviously the reigning champs from the OVC. Good game for both sides. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Belmont here. I know we didn't do hot takes this episode. I'm gonna do a hot take. I think Morehead State defends the OVC title, and they will get a bid to the tournament.
Bold statement. I'm going to go Belmont, Morehead State. I don't know if that will be the case. They have a couple good contests coming up. Murray State's coming up relatively soon. At the moment, I think Murray State is the front runner for this conference. For sure, that's no hot take there given. I do think Belmont, though, bounces back and gets a win.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. At 7 o'clock, a very interesting game. West Kentucky versus Florida Atlantic. Two teams that are both 2-2 in Conference USA. Who do you think improved to 3-2?
West Kentucky needs a win. I think they get it done. I do think Florida Atlantic should not win this game. I know they're at home, but I do think West Kentucky is the better one in this one. I'm going to go them winning this game.
Yeah, West Kentucky.
And let's see what else we got. Good game, I say. Let's go with the SoCon. Current front runners, Chattanooga. Big win over Furnham. That was a really good game. Another potential game of the weekend. They're on the road against UNC Greensboro, a very good team at home, it seems. Should be a good game for both sides. Another piece of breaking news, David Jean Baptiste out. Is he out for the season or what happened with that?
He's just been ruled ineligible right now. Obviously, I'm a big Chattanooga follower because I think they're a Sweet 16 team. So I'm up to date on their news. But, yeah, David Jean Baptiste for now is ruled ineligible. They won't disclose why. He's just ruled ineligible for now.
So that's all you need to know. Do you think without him they can get it done over UNC Greensboro, or do you think a skid could be coming for Chattanooga soon?
I mean, they figured it out against Furman, who's presumably the number two team in the SoCon. I got Chattanooga still the front runner of the SoCon. Are they a Sweet 16 team now? I don't think so. If they're full strength, yes, they are.
Oh, I'm so glad you came to that recognition, but I'm going to go UNC Greensboro in an upset.
Uh-huh. And let's go with 7:30 game. Number 16, USC, they look to end their losing streak as they take on Colorado in Boulder. Who do you have in this one?
Yeah, I'm going to pick an upset. I'm going to go Colorado at home winning this game. Should be a good one for both sides.
You agree. Minds think alike. I'm not sold on USC. I keep saying that. Can't stress that enough. Colorado at home pulling off the upset.
And we go to the WAC now as New Mexico State 4-0 in the WAC, 15-2 in the season. Potential frontrunners in the WAC? I don't know. They're playing a very good Sam Houston State team who's also 5-1 in the WAC right now. A lot of good stuff happening from the WAC conference. This should be a really good game for both sides. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm so glad the WAC added all these great teams to the conference. The conference is a lot better now as a whole. Got to go New Mexico State here.
I'm going to go them as well. I know they're the road team in this one, but I do think they're the better team. I'm going to go them as well.
Staying with the WAC as undefeated in conference play, Grand Canyon travels, takes on Stephen F. Austin. Who do you have in that one?
Yeah, I'm going to go Stephen F. Austin, man. I do think Stephen F. Austin is a really good team still. They're at home, so I do think they have the advantage in this one. But Grand Canyon is obviously one of the better teams, I think, for the WAC. You saw their stadium a couple nights ago. It was jam-packed, as they usually are with the Lopes. So they're rocking and rolling. I do think that with a road game, I'm going to go Grand Canyon in an upset.
Yeah, I'm going to go Grand Canyon as well. If you come across that TikTok, read the comment section. It's really funny. But, yeah, Grand Canyon.
Yeah, let's go to 9 o'clock now as we got another ranked team, UConn. They are going on the road against Butler. I believe that these two teams play on Tuesday, today. I think these two teams
play today.
So they're playing again on Thursday. I don't know what the case is for that, but, hey, it happens. Obviously, the change of location is key. Depending on who wins this game tonight, who do you have winning this game on Thursday?
I think I have UConn winning at home. I'm going to go Butler winning at their home.
Yeah, I agree. I'm gonna just pick the same thing. Butler at home with them, UConn at home with them. I think it's very valid and very reasonable. It's hard to win two in a row against the same team, as we've seen plenty of times before last year. I'm going to go Butler in this one.
Uh-huh. And Boise State, undefeated in Mountain West play, should remain undefeated during this game as they take on Utah State in Logan. Who do you have in this one?
Yeah, man. I'm going to pick an upset. I'm going to go Utah State. I think Utah State's due for a Mountain West win. I think they got it done over a very good Boise State team.
Yeah, I do as well.
And let's see if there's any other games. We'll go to 9 o'clock. One of the last games of the slate, it seems. Before a big game at 11 Thursday, as we got San Diego going to the road to take on BYU. BYU obviously rolling at the moment, but San Diego also 3-1 in West Coast Conference play. What do you got?
Yeah, San Diego's a very good program, but I think BYU's back as a top 25 program, a top 25 team. Got to go with BYU.
Couldn't agree with you more. BYU also at home. I'm going to go BYU as well.
Let's stick with the West Coast Conference as Santa Clara takes on St. Mary's. Who do you have in that one?
Yeah, I'm going to go St. Mary's. I know Santa Clara coming off a big loss to Gonzaga, but I do think St. Mary's needs some more games under their belt. I think they got a good one over Santa Clara.
Yeah, as do I. I think St. Mary's is a tournament team. They really showed out during the Maui Invitational. I like St. Mary's in this game.
Oh, there's a lot of good games at 11, so let's just go there now. Gonzaga, number one, obviously at home. This is a good contest for them, taking on San Fran. San Fran coming off to a little bit of a skid on their season, just coming off a bad loss to a tough loss to BYU, I should say. You have San Fran pulling off a massive upset, or do you have Gonzaga continuing to roll in the West Coast Conference?
Yeah, I'm going to go with a little hunch here. I got San Francisco pulling off the upset.
Do you have any reason why?
Nah, just a hunch. I'm listening to my heart right now, and I think San Francisco is going to bounce back, and they're going to win this game.
Yeah, I mean, you know me. I love San Francisco a lot, but if I'm being realistic, Gonzaga should win this game. I did think it would be pretty close, but I think Gonzaga wins. San Francisco, I love them. I don't think they get it done on the road. Maybe at home could be a different story, but for now, I'm going to go Gonzaga.
And at 11, number 3, Arizona goes to Stanford and takes on Stanford. Stanford coming off a loss against Washington. I guess Vegas was right because I remember you were texting me like, Stanford is not favored. Turns out Vegas knows what they're doing. Who do you have in that one?
Yeah, I was very surprised. I thought Stanford should definitely win that game, but hey, I guess they know. Yeah, Washington was up by 20. They did choke, so they did blow the lead, but hey, they won, so that's all that matters. I'm going to go Arizona. I know they're on the road, but I do think Arizona should definitely dominate this game.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they have their point guard, Kerr Krista. I knew he was out last game and this upcoming game. But, yeah, I like Arizona here.
Yeah, and final game of the slate for Thursday, UCLA number 9. They go on the road to take on Utah. Shout out to Eric Mischler. Should be at this game, I hope. If he's not, I don't know what's wrong with him. But, yeah, should be a good game for both sides. Who do you got?
Yeah, lots of shout outs to the Mischler family today, but yeah, UCLA is gonna blow out Utah. I'm sorry to tell you that, Mish.
Yeah, I definitely agree. Sorry to tell you, Mish, but yeah, UCLA should definitely roll in this one.
And yeah, long episode today. Obviously, we'll be back on Friday, I guess.
Yeah, long episode, but obviously needed one as definitely the scheduling changes definitely affected this one a lot, but hey, I mean, we got it done. So definitely stay for a lot of good games happening these upcoming 3 days. And Friday will be a good episode as well, as the weekend, like I said, has a lot of good games in store. And also this weekend, we'll talk about the conference standings breakdown, obviously, because we roll into March relatively soon. In 55 days, March Madness will be here. And yeah, there's still a lot of stuff left undecided with a lot of these conferences. So yeah, a lot of great games happening and a lot of deciding games with a lot of these teams' chances at making it to March Madness.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, obviously your football team, the Patriots, got blown out. My football team, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they got blown out. So yeah, no point into watching NFL now. It's all college basketball for us from here.
Yeah, let's roll. That's the best time of the year to roll with it, college basketball. Conference tournament's coming up relatively soon as well. So a lot of great games happening within these next couple months. So yeah, just can't wait. It's the best time of the year for sure. And just another year of March Madness equals another year of happiness. So let's just continue to roll with that. It's 55 days and episode 207 now in the books. What do you say?
Yeah, adding on to another year of happiness, it's happy until your bracket busts.
Yep, I agree. It's happy until your bracket busts. That's definitely fair. That's definitely fair. And hopefully I do not get a first-round exit as I did last year. I'm expecting for better things this year, so let's go. Can't wait for the bracket reveal, though. That's also a very exciting and fun time for both of us. I do need to get my bracket down here relatively soon, so I'll make the adjustments to get that done. But, hey, we got a little bit of a ways until we get to there. But, yeah, you got one more piece before we end this episode.
Yeah, and we're excited for year number 3 of our bracket challenge as well. We're always excited. Obviously, last year, I believe we had over $500 in prize money. Hopefully, we double that and make it 4 digits to give out to all of you guys.
Yeah, I expect a big increase in the numbers this year as we are both at college now. So that just makes the gene pool a lot bigger. So I'm very excited for that. But, yeah. Obviously, we thank everyone who has joined the past couple of years. This year should be a big one for both of us, we think. So, yeah, definitely stay tuned. And we're obviously, as you know, we do a money pool and a free pool. So we'll definitely obviously give you the details as we roll closer to March, but it's coming relatively soon. So you got to get it on your calendars because it is coming. And the best time of the year is also around the corner. So, yeah, that is all we have for today's episode. It was a long one, but it was definitely a much-needed one. And I'm just happy to be back for week 11 of the college basketball season. So thank you guys for tuning in, as always, and it's always March, baby.
It's always March, baby. Thank you guys for tuning in.